Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, for our NFL player profile, we remain in the 901. As you know, the host, Vincent Turner, originates from the great city of Memphis on the Bluffs. Today, he explores a Memphis native who always wanted to play for the Memphis Tigers. And he joined the football team as a preferred walk-on and ended up an All-American on the track team as well as All-Conference for Memphis. Vincent Turner goes in on Calvin Austin III, the fearless game-changer receiver now for the Pittsburgh Steelers here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. If you like the video, please come in and share it. Boy. It's always a proud thing when you talk about somebody from your hometown. And if you've been watching 100 Yards of Football, make no bones about it. I'm a proud young man from the great city of Memphis, Tennessee, right there on the bluff of the Mississippi River. As I told you, the University of Memphis, by way of Memphis State, has never been a big-time football program. Of course, I'm not going to say players come out of Memphis on the same level down there in Houston, Texas, or Dallas, Texas, or out there in L.A., Los Angeles, California, or they're here in the state of Georgia, or in the state of Alabama or South Carolina, or even out there in the 305, Miami, the state of Florida. I'm not going to put it out there that like we produce football players like that on a high level. But make no bones, there are some special selected individuals at time and time that come out of Memphis, they ended up playing pretty good in the NFL. And I really believe this young man right here that's on the screen, Calvin Austin III, is going to be a big time player in the National Football League. Matter of fact, I'm going to go on and put it out there today. I would not be surprised that he becomes a mainstay with the Pittsburgh Steelers and become one of the most explosive players in the 2022 season. I'm putting it out there. See, it's something about Calvin Austin. Let me take you down the road. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. Beale Street, Graceland, you're not feeling me. Orange Mound, Frazier, Whitehaven, Chickasaw Gardens, South Memphis, North Memphis, David Porter, Isaac Hayes, Stack Records, Elvis Presley. See, I'm not going to put us on the par like we L.A. or somebody, but I'm telling you some pride there down there in the bluff down there in Memphis, Tennessee. And see, Calvin Austin is going to bring all that pride when he step on the field this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. See, I'm going to tell you how God is in this plane. See, he got drafted by the Steelers, and I'm thinking because Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, you know where he got his first coaching job? Back at the University of Memphis in 1996 as a grad assistant in choir control. How his times came forth now. Boy, God is in this plan with Calvin Austin III. Talk about the young man first. I'm not going to talk about his awards on the field and what he's done. He was a preferred walk-on. He had a few offers coming out of high school. At Hardham Academy, the young man scored 49 touchdowns. But there was very few small schools that was in on him. And I asked myself, how did Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss passed on him? The word on the street in the story is that he was a great track guy. He's a track All-American high school. Ended going to University of Memphis, really on the track scholarship. But he was a preferred walk-on. But he always had a dream that he was going to play football at the University of Memphis. Because you want to know why? He knew the tradition. Eric Harris, Keith Simpson, Tredale Millington, Ernest Gray, D'Angelo Williams. And then I'm not even going to say 1972, 73, Larry Finch, basketball. Keith Lee, basketball, 85, Memphis State. Derrick Rose, 2008, University of Memphis, and John Calipari. Chill bumps, baby. Chill bumps. I'm proud. But see, Kevin Austin said from day one, when he was 5 years old, he was going to go play for that school over there at Southern Avenue. But this is what I love about Kevin Austin. He said that I want to be the next great football player in the last few years that's played football in the NFL. From the University of Memphis, Darrell Henderson that's got a Super Bowl ring with the LA Rams. Kenneth Gainwell right now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Tony Pollard with the Dallas Cowboys. Antonio Gibson right now with the Washington Commandos. And the greatest football player that's played at the University of Memphis, D'Angelo Williams. See, Kevin Austin III said that he wanted to put Memphis on the map. No matter what, he knew what he was going to do, and he earned a scholarship in football. But he still was a three-time, nine-time All-American in track at the University of Memphis. But see, sometimes there's a track guy that plays football. No, Kevin Austin's a football guy that's a track guy. The skill set. Elite quickness, A+. Fast like a Corvette, A+. Turn out the lights if you make the wrong move, A+. The ability to take the top off the defense, A+. The hands, A+. That's what I call explosiveness in the NFL. That's what I call Terry Metcalf. That's what I call Eric Metcalf. That's what I call Dante Hall. That's what I call Marvin Harrison. That's what I call Tariq Hill. That's what I call Antonio Brown. It's coming to a theater next to you, Kevin Austin III, Pittsburgh Steelers. But this is what I love what he did at the University of Memphis. 2020 season, 63 receptions, 1,053 yards, 11 touchdowns. 2021. 74 receptions, over 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. He had 12 100-yard games at the University, over 100-yard games in Memphis, two 200-yard games as a wide receiver. Special, man. Special. Then he goes in the fourth round to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought that was a sign of disrespect because he should have went no more late second round. But that's all right, though. He went to an organization that's won Super Bowls. He's playing for a coach that knows the city of Memphis, Beale Street. And he's playing for a coach that knows a little bit about the history and the program of the school. But think about Kevin Austin now in Pittsburgh. Now, over there in that AFC North, you got Cincinnati that's ascending. You got Baltimore, still got Lamar Jackson. You got Cleveland. Hopefully Deshaun Watson is able to play a good football team. But I was looking at the Steelers, and boy, they got some good young talent, bro. And that wide receiver position is going to be off the charts. First of all, they got the pretty boy, Kenny Pickett. Very experienced quarterback. First quarterback taken in the first round of this year's past draft. The only quarterback, actually, he can play, man. But think about what they got the wide receiver position. Chase Claypool out of Notre Dame is ascending. Dante Johnson is ascending. In the back, they got Najee Harris, Roll Tide. Then you got that stud. I call him the Black Knight coming over from the University of Georgia in the second round, Mr. George Pickens. Now you throw Kevin Austin in the mix. What are you going to do? I see Lynn Swan. I see John Stallworth. I see Hans Ward. I see Antoine Randall. I would not be surprised with Kevin Austin being an addition to the Steelers that wide receiver position over there is going to be off the charts. And Kenny Pickett is going to have a very good first year in the National Football League. But back to Kevin Austin. The one thing I love about him, after his sophomore season, well, after his junior year, after he put up that over 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, you had several schools that was back-channeling him, calling on the back. Hey, Kevin, we need you to come down here and play football for us. I'm going to put UT out there. I'm putting you on the blast. I'm going to put Arkansas, my school, on the blast. I'm not going to put no other schools, but they was calling Kevin Austin. We got a space over here for you, Kevin. And Kevin Austin said, no way. I'm going to finish what I started here at the University of Memphis. In my hometown. A school I love. A city I love. I don't want to be at no University of Miami. I don't want to be at no Florida State. I don't want to be at no Georgia. I don't want to be in no Alabama. I'm going to start it right here where I started at Memphis. And you know what it does? Went down the NFL combine 4-3-2. Enough said. Out of this little small school, the University of Memphis, by way of Memphis State. And you know what? He comes from good stock. Because I didn't know this. You're talking about people being raised right. People, you understand what it's about. See, Kevin Austin is of a sibling of four. He doesn't have a brother. He's got three wonderful sisters. See, it's something about a guy that grows up in a family don't have a brother. They build another way. Ronnie Keebler, Vincent Turner, Mark Denham. They built another way. And you know why Kevin Austin is now in Pittsburgh ready to set the world on fire in the National Football League? His daddy, Kevin Austin Sr., has been a policeman in Memphis, Tennessee for 25 years. Well-loved in the community of Memphis, Tennessee. One more time, well-loved. Start what you finish. As I'm saying, my motto today, it's not where you go, it's what you do when you get there. And the greatest gift, not only being proud of that young man from my hometown, and not only knowing what he went through, but the belief, the determination, the drive he had in himself. Kevin Austin is special, baby. And I'm going to end it with you today here on 100 Yards Football. You know what else Kevin Austin did? In May, he graduated from the University of Memphis with a political science degree with honors. I'm a political science major. So after Mr. Austin said he's playing, he might try to think go to a law school. God makes special people, man. It's an honor and pride thing to do about Kevin Austin, a young man right out of my backyard, the University of Memphis, and playing for one of the most iconic franchises in all of pro football, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, Joe Green, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mel Blount, Donnie Shell, Hines Ward, Troy Polamalu. Joey Porter, Jerome Bettis, Cordell Stewart. That young man is coming down. Get your popcorn ready, as T.O. said. Out of my hometown.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. Special thanks one more time to Mr. Logan Landers for making it happen for me this morning. And special thanks to my man, Mr. Market Bass, for bringing up this great, great individual and football player out of my hometown, the 901. My final words about Kevin Austin is very simple. We say it loud and proud. The great Isaac Hayes, Shaft, I'm a bad what's your mouth. That's a private eye. He's coming to Pittsburgh. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. His name, Kevin Austin, the new John Shaft of the National Football League.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.